is Jonathan Fogel, and you are listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at PMA in Las Vegas. I'm with Renee Buhe of General Imaging. One of the most surprising things at this convention is the emergence of an entirely new vendor for digital imaging, and that's you. So let's talk about that.
General Imaging is the worldwide exclusive licensee for GE-branded digital cameras, right? And General Imaging will basically sell GE-branded digital cameras to the world. Today is history for us, or PMA is history for us, because at PMA, we are launching the GE brand to the world. And basically, we have a host of cameras. We have, eight cameras and a printer, and a whole line that's launching at this show.
So let's talk about the decision of a company like General Electric to go into the digital photography market.
Well, of course, you know, GE, when they get into the market, you know, they make a statement. They did a lot of research prior to getting into this market, right? A lot of research. And one of the research that they, the results of the research indicated that brand is very important in getting into the market, right? And of course, GE being the number four most recognized brands in the world, they have a leg up in that segment. Second, when they polled the respondents, 26% of the respondents already thought that GE was in the imaging business. As you know, GE is big in medical imaging. So they already thought that they're in the consumer imaging business. And third, the results of the research indicated that 76% of the respondents are somewhat or likely interested in buying a GE-branded digital camera. So those are very, very strong numbers. And to top it off, demographics. Women. They've identified the women are 85% of women are basically partial to buying GE-branded digital cameras. And of that 85%, mothers with children under 18, primarily. So we know who our customers are, right? And that's going to be our target.
Your cameras have a very strong design aesthetic.
Yes, and that is correct. As you know, the market is very competitive. Digital camera market in itself is a very crowded market. So how does a newcomer, a new entrant like GE, come into this market and make a statement? So the key issue is the product has to be bulletproof, first and foremost, right? The product has to work. Second, it has to have a very nice, distinctive design. And third, it has to be easy to operate and simple to use. I always call it has to be idiot-proof. Why is that? Because camera buyers now, they are savvy. And also, right, they know what they want in a product. So it is imperative for a company, especially for a newcomer like us, to go into the market and offer the consumers the best value for their money. Meaning, we have to have best specs, best design, best value at every price point.
Will these be placed in the traditional places you find General Electric products, such as supermarkets and hardware stores, or are you going to find a new way of distribution?
No, unfortunately, it's a consumer electronics product, so you will find us in more traditional consumer electronics channels, retailers, online, more, you know, the camera shops, specialty camera shops, the regular camera shops. Those are the channel for digital cameras. So unfortunately, the building material products, company, you know, outlets like a Home Depot or all those guys, they haven't adapted to consumer electronics yet. I wouldn't be surprised if sooner or later, right, that all those outlets will have some sort of consumer electronics offering, and maybe digital camera may be one of them.
So let's talk about your management team. This is obviously a very big step, brand new venture.
Definitely. Like in any other company, management is key to the success. Our chairman and CEO is Mr. Kumiya, formerly the president of Olympus Imaging Worldwide. So I guess you could say he knows a thing or two about digital cameras. Mr. Kumiya has assembled a team of industry veterans in the imaging. I myself is a 20-year veteran in the channel, and that means in the CE channel, and 10-year veteran in the imaging business. I've launched Ricoh cameras way back when, you know, we sold 1 megapixel for $3,000. And the rest of the management team are pretty much industry veterans. And again, this is a worldwide play. So we launch in the U.S. first, Europe second, Asia third. So that's kind of like the key. It's a worldwide play for GE and General Imaging. And the management team is very important because it's the people that's going to drive, you know, the market, going to drive the retailers to partner with us and get our products out there.
And you have a range of cameras, right?
Correct. We are launching, surprisingly, we're launching 8 cameras and a printer. And we have the full gamut from the opening price point, or I say opening entry level, which is a 7 megapixel, up to a 12 megapixel. So we have the whole range. We have our G series, which is ultra compact, our A series, which is our opening price point, which we offer 2 SKUs, our E series, which is the what we call the E class. Right, more feature step-up models, more full-featured from 8 megapixel to 12 megapixel. And our X series, which is our prosumer model, 8 megapixel with the long zoom, 12 times zoom. And we have one printer as well.
Renee, when can consumers expect to find the General Electric logo on a camera on a store shelf near them?
Products will be available late May, early June. So just in time for Father's Day. So that's perfect timing. Buy your camera, buy your GE camera for Father's Day.
Renee, thank you for spending time with us today. Where can our listeners find out more information about the new GE-branded camera solutions?
Go to our website, ge.com/digitalcameras. Everything is in there.
Thanks a whole lot for spending time with us today, Renee.
You're welcome.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.